Investment flash.
All right, Goolsbee just put rate hikes right back on the menu. In the bond market, still at lunch. TLT flat, barely off its 52-week low. That is the disconnect of the weekend.
Good morning, and welcome to the weekend edition of Investment Flash. It's May 31st. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. We're diving into hawkish Fed chatter, a 32% single-day spike in Dell, and a Godzilla El Nino. Quite a Saturday. We've got signals across six groups: bonds, data centers, Taiwan, insurance, AI legacy, and commodities. Let's get into it.
Yeah, look, Goolsbee saying a hike is certainly a possibility should be shaking the bond market, but TLT hasn't moved. It's as if no one believes them.
Or markets are just laser-focused on AI. The S&P 500 at an all-time high, buddy. Momentum's unstoppable.
But Tom, that's exactly the setup for a painful repricing. If Friday's jobs report confirms inflation, those hikes become real, and the dollar surges while equities stumble.
And here's the thing. The dollar's barely even mentioned today. Rate hike prospects should be sending the dollar index straight up, but it's not front page. That tells you how complacent this market is.
Fair, but also the AI infrastructure build is real. Dell's forward PE of 21 isn't extreme if server demand materializes. I'm not ready to fade that.
Wait, Tom, yesterday you had a buy call on Dell and it jumped 32% in a day. That's a win. But a 32% single session move? That's not normal. That's exactly the kind of action that makes me say long volatility.
Oh, I'm banking that win, buddy. But yeah, now it's a watch. I'm not adding more after a spike like that.
So you're saying buy yesterday and watch today. Make that some nimble footwork.
Hey, the thesis shifts. The AI server story is real, but price matters. I'm not chasing. All right. Let's turn to the power play of the weekend. MarketWatch argues the market hasn't priced big tech buying utilities outright to secure power for AI. That's a huge catalyst. Utilities are at 0.69 price to book, ridiculously cheap. And that's before any mergers and acquisitions premium.
Hold on. Buying regulated utilities? That's a regulatory minefield. State commissions would have a field day. It's not as simple as signing a check.
No, but that's exactly why it's under the radar. If it happens, the re-rating could be massive. I'm buying the utility select sector and data center REITs like Digital Realty and Equinix. The upside could be enormous.
Tom, you're buying a sector on a maybe. A cheap price to book is nice, but utilities have been cheap for a reason. Slow growth, capital intensive. You need actual mergers and acquisitions to crystallize that value.
Buddy, AI power demand is going to force someone's hand. I'll take the bet at 0.69 price to book.
I'm not against the data center REITs. Digital Realty up 22% year to date, Equinix nearly 40. But that's already a lot of AI optimism priced in. I'd want to see the power contracts actually signed before getting too excited. These stocks aren't cheap anymore.
Exactly. That's the catalyst. The contracts are coming. I'm positioned.
Fair enough. But on the utility side, I'd wait for a deal announcement before jumping in. Speculating on mergers and acquisitions is a great way to lose sleep.
Switching gears. Taiwan risk is heating up. Trump's comments on independence have stirred the pot, and both the Taiwan ETF and TSMC are near their 52-week highs. Nikkei Asia flags the uncertainty, and the market hasn't priced a risk premium.
TSMC at 3% below its high. Any escalation and that reprices hard. I'm shorting both EWT and TSMC. The geopolitical premium is laughably absent.
Wait, TSMC is the backbone of AI chips. You really want to short that? If tensions flare, the whole supply chain gets disrupted, but AI demand won't disappear.
That's precisely why you'd short it, Tom. The market isn't pricing a disruption. A 5 or 10% haircut on a Taiwan scare is plausible, and it hit TSMC first. The rest of the AI supply chain would follow.
All right, I see the risk, but I'd rather buy protective puts than outright shorts. Too much AI tailwind.
That's a fair way to play it. I'm still leaning short.
Now, the Wall Street Journal dropped a story that nearly half of home insurance claims result in zero payout. That's a terrible look for the sector.
Home insurance with a 50% denial rate? Honestly, it sounds more like a lottery ticket with extra steps.
That's dark.
Just calling it like I see it.
All right, let's focus. I'm going to push back on the already priced in idea, because a narrative like this can bring legislative heat, mandatory payout ratios, fines. We've seen it in banking after the financial crisis. Insurers could have way more downside than the market thinks.
Exactly. This isn't just reputational. It's existential if Congress steps in. Short PGR and all too.
Fair, but I'm still not sure it's not priced in. Progressive down 34%? That's a lot of bad news already.
It's not about the price. It's about the headline risk. This story has legs.
Exactly. That's the whole story.
All right. I'll stay out, but I see the trade. All right. Let's get to the AI nostalgia tour. Dell, Nokia, Cisco, Lenovo, surging on AI like it's 1999. Dell plus 32% in a day. Nokia up 128% year to date. Lenovo up 150%. It's a full-blown rewinding party.
Tom, I remember you saying about Cisco last week. Now it's near 52-week highs. Are we in a bubble?
I'm not calling a bubble, but chasing here is dangerous. I'm watching these names, especially after yesterday's Dell call. If they consolidate for a few weeks, maybe then I'll step in.
A 32% move in one session. You know what that reminds me of? The dot-com era, when analysts would revise price targets after the fact and call it value creation. It's a free retirement plan for them. And then the bubble burst.
Fair enough. But this time, there's real revenue. Dell's server backlog is nuts.
Real revenue, but also real expectations. If guidance misses even slightly, these names could get cut in half. No position for me until after a pullback. I've seen this movie before.
Frothy is an understatement.
Yeah, totally.
100%. Last Signal Group, a Godzilla El Nino threatening drought from India to Australia. Wheat and corn have dipped this week, offering a cheap entry.
Corn down 2% this week, wheat down nearly 5%. If that weather pattern intensifies, we could see a supply shock. I'm buying both.
Agricultural commodities. Not my usual turf, but the risk-reward is compelling. I'm in for a hedge against inflation, too.
Be careful. El Nino forecasts are notorious. Remember 2016? The market got ahead of itself, and then the drought didn't materialize as expected. But yes, a dip buy ahead of potential drought makes sense. I just size it small.
And it's a nice diversifier. Only thing is, Godzilla El Nino. I feel like I need to check the Weather Channel for giant lizard sightings.
Ha, that's a big one.
All right, let's move to the most original take. The most original take today is MarketWatch's idea that big tech might just buy utilities. Gerald, you were skeptical, but I think the strategic logic is undeniably compelling. If you need gigawatts, owning the generation is the ultimate vertical integration. It's like Amazon building its own warehouses.
I get the logic, but regulated utilities have protected rate structures. It's not as simple as buying a server farm. The politics alone could kill any deal.
But the market's not pricing it, which is the whole point. I love that asymmetry.
All right, let's converge on our view for the weekend.
Here's our view. The market is pricing in a soft landing and AI nirvana, while the Fed is rediscovering its hawkish teeth. TLT is flat near lows, the S&P at highs. It's a disconnect ready to snap. When TLT doesn't move on a rate hike warning, that's not calm, that's complacency.
And the cleanest expression is long volatility. The VIX is at levels where options are cheap, and with the jobs report Friday, cheap hedges are the most asymmetric payoff. It's the best insurance policy in the market right now.
Or a barbell, long data center REITs like Digital Realty and Equinix for AI demand. Or a barbell, long data center REITs like Digital Realty and Equinix for AI demand. Short long duration treasuries like TLT for rate risk. That captures both legs of the current regime. One side wins no matter what happens with the Fed.
And don't forget the dollar. It's underappreciated. If hikes come, the dollar index is a buy. The Fed's hawkish turn is a clear tailwind the market hasn't priced.
One big risk: Friday's jobs report could disappoint, rate hike hopes, and send yields lower. That would crush the short TLT trade and send equities even higher. A dovish print flips the whole narrative.
So it's all about Friday. Brace yourselves.
We're back Monday at 7:30 a.m. London time. Have a great rest of the weekend. And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
See you then.
Later.